Page 21, Unit 4. The sharing economy is the best that can happen to us in the 21st century.
Think about it this way. If your company is like your child, a parent wants his child to outlive him or her. Brian Chesky.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to start a company and share some of its services with others? Or share some of the services you use? Well, it's already here, and some say that it's the best thing that can happen to the businesses of the 21st century. Let me make the case for the sharing economy using the following example. Most small businesses, especially in the early years, operate on a budget that makes a shoestring budget look generous. Anything you can do to control your cash flow as a business makes your survival more likely. This includes both turning your unused assets into cash flow and making sure that you're spending less money whenever possible. So, you can share a building, a car park, services, etc. The sharing economy is built around the idea that most of us possess things we don't need or don't need all the time, and that these things can be monetized. As a small business, look for items or services that you can offer that can boost your bottom line. I truly believe that using sharing services, you can make your business more affordable and you can save on equipment you rarely use. On top of all that, the environment also benefits. People are able to utilize excess capacity rather than purchase another item, resulting in lower demand and reduced resource requirements. The increase in freelance workers gives businesses a great alternative to hiring full-time salaried workers. Instead, they can outsource work on a per-project basis and continue working with those employees if they do well. As the unemployment rate drops, this could result in a national labor shortage. Also, the flexibility and independence of working in the sharing economy comes with a price. Namely, none of the traditional benefits, such as retirement and healthcare, are provided for. Plus, as a freelancer, there is no paid holiday and guaranteed 8-hour workdays. If you already have a full-time job with benefits and you want to work a side gig for some extra money, then it's not really an issue. However, if your plan is to make the majority of your income this way, you have to be aware that you will be responsible for paying the costs of your benefits on your own. Many people argue that the quality of services does not meet the requirements of customers. It may be true for a small number of cases, but certainly not for the whole sector. Let us consider the example of online shopping. When it started 15 years ago, people were understandably worried about quality and security. However, after a few successful transactions, most people were willing to trust the system. The rise of the sharing economy is the next evolution of the internet in adding value to products and services provided for consumers. There is one other aspect which needs to be added to the argument, and that is the personal use of certain platforms such as Airbnb or Uber that help on an individual level. If you have a flat to share or a ride that you can give, these can be the most attractive ways to generate some extra income. If we look at the future, the world opens up and we will find more and more opportunities to share services with each other, thus boosting the economy.